请我们来看以赛亚书四十章。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
啊，以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah 40.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以赛亚书四十章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 6. Verse 6. The voice said, Cry out. And he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the fields.
好，啊，如果我们读第六节，哦，这里告诉我们什么？凡有血气的，啊，尽都如草，它的美容都像野地的花。哦，这个有血气就是带有肉体，就是我们每一个人。
So everyone is like this.
每一个人，哦，带有肉体，哦，所以这个有血气就是指的人。
So all flesh means everyone.
哦，那人活在世界上，哦，圣经跟我们讲如草如花。
So everybody is like the grass or like the flower of the fields.
哦，所以人生到底好不好？
So is life good?
哦，如果我们只看这一节，哦，哦，人活着是不错的。
So if we look at this verse, perhaps life is fine.
哦，为什么？
Why?
草跟花，这个是很漂亮的。
Because grass and flowers are very beautiful.
哦，所以如果卖房子，哦，那个，房地产的经纪人都会跟你讲，啊，要种草种花。
So if you want to sell a house, then the agent will tell you you should probably plant some flowers.
哦，啊，看起来它的价值就会增加。
And so the value of your house might seem a little bit higher.
那养孩子其实很辛苦啊。
And raising kids is hard.
哦，但是我们看到年轻的人一个、两个、三个一直生。
But we see the young couples having one, two, or three kids.
哦，为什么？
Why?
因为小孩子这个成长的过程好像草，好像花。
Because the process of the growth of the children is just like flowers or grass.
哦哦，你在栽种的时候，哦，跟它浇水，再来它开始发芽。
So when you plant or sow something, then it starts to grow. 哦，
开始长大。
It starts to grow up.
哦，开始，啊，又，开始开花。
It starts to bloom.
这个过程本身，哦，每一天都不一样。
So every day it looks different.
哦，所以这是给人很大的满足啊。
This brings about a lot of satisfaction.
哦，所以养孩子虽然很辛苦，大家都很愿意。
So even though raising children is hard work, but everyone is willing to do it.
那草跟花有它的价值。
So grass and flowers have their value.
哦，所以正在开的时候会很引人注目。
So when the flower is blooming, then it attracts a lot of attention.
哦，因此我们人生，哦，在往上爬的时候，哦，就是，啊，非常的美好。
So when our lives are rising up, then every one thinks that is very good.
我们每一天这样往上爬。
We feel that we're ascending every day.
啊，越爬越高，越达到我们想要达到的理想。
So every day we're reaching the goal of success.
啊，真的觉得人活着不错。
So we feel like life is pretty okay.
哦，所以如果年轻人你跟他讲说人生是虚空，听不下去。
So for if you tell a young person that life is vain, they might not understand.
像草像花，什么虚空？
How is life vain? Why am I like grass or flower?
哦，所以如果我们只有看这一节，哦，人活着是不错的。
So if we look at this verse, we might feel like life is okay.
啊，但是下一节读下去。
But if you read on.
啊，第七节。
Verse 7. The grass withers and the flower fades because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass.
这里讲草必枯干啊，花必凋谢。
The grass will wither and the flower will fade.
哦，所以那个草，哦，花正开的时候，你过去花店买，它就会打折。
So when the flower is already in full bloom, if you go to buy it in the flower shop, it will be on a discount.
因为它正开的时候，它就开始凋谢了。
Because as soon as it blooms, then it's about to fade.
所以它的价值就开始消失。
And then its value starts to diminish.
哇，这个就是人。
So this is a human.
你爬到巅峰，很高兴。
Once you get to the top, you're very happy.
但一个人爬到巅峰，一定要有一个觉悟，接下去就是往上、往下降。
But once you get to the top, you have to realize that you are coming down.
哦，就好像花草开始凋谢。
Just like a flower starts to fade.
我们的价值开始消失。
And our value starts to diminish.
哦，所以有时候上班到年纪到一定程度以后， 如果被猎户很难找工作。
So once you have been in the workforce for a long period of time, if you're laid off after a number of years, then it's hard for you to find another job.
人的价值好像越来越少。
Because you find that your value is not as it used to be.
那有一天如果这个花草掉下去了。
If one day this flower or grass actually withers,
别人就把它烧起来就丢到垃圾桶。
Then you are swept away.
那从那里经过，他不会再去想昨天开什么花。
And the people who pass by won't think, oh, there was a flower here yesterday.
因为今天的花一样漂亮，或者比昨天更漂亮。
Because the flowers that are blooming today are even more beautiful than the ones yesterday.
这个就是人生啊。
So this is life.
所以一旦达到巅峰，就有一个觉悟。
So once you get to the top, you have to realize.
就真理传道书讲了一句话。
Just like it says in Ecclesiastes.
已过的世代没有人纪念。
No one remembers the generations past.
你想想看啊，我们的祖父什么名字？我想大部分都知道。
Most of us remember our grandparents' names.
他爸爸什么名字
？But what is their parents' name?
知道，全部都不知道。
We don't know them.
那我们就这样想哦。
Then if you think about it.
现在很多的退休的弟兄姐妹就是在帮忙当祖父祖母。
A lot of retired brothers and sisters are helping out as grandparents at home.
你的孙子还很纪念你。
So your grandchildren remember you very fondly.
但是等到他的孩子就不认识我们。
But then their children will not know you.
因为我们都不认识我们祖父的爸爸。
Because we don't even know our great grandparents.
所以人一旦进入高峰。
So once someone reaches the top,
就要有觉悟。
Then they need to remember.
我们的影响力会越来越小。
That our influence will be less and less.
有一天我们会被忘记的。
One day we will be forgotten.
那个时候就觉得很虚空。
And then we'll feel like life is vain.
因为你觉得最宝贵的忽然间渐渐消失，你又挡不住它。
Because what you find is most precious is fading away and you can't help it.
但是这个时候也是比较容易接受信仰。
But at this point in time, it's easier for you to accept the faith.
因为我们开始在想价值是什么。
Because you start to think about value.
难道价值就是人生的成就吗？
Is the value of life just your success?
这会枯干的，会凋谢的。
These things will wither and fade away.
那现在我怎么办呢？
So what should you do?
那我们就看下一节。
Let's look at the next verse.
第八节
Verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever.
这里讲草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有神的话必永远长存。那这一句话到彼得前书就把它改了一点点。
First Peter, there's a little bit of a change to this.
也就是说对这一句话有一个解释。
In other words, he explains it a little bit.
我们来看彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书的第一章
First Peter chapter 1
24节
Verse 24 All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever.
我们看23节
23 Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible,through the word of God which lives and abides forever.
所以这个23节就讲有两种种子。
So 23 tells us that there are two types of seed.
一个叫做会朽坏的种子。
There is a corruptible seed.
就是花跟草还有我们人。
Which is flower, grass and also human.
但是另外一个叫做不能坏的种子。
But there is also an incorruptible seed.
就是神活泼长存的道。
Which is the living and ever abiding word of God.
那我们就借着这个活泼长存的道能够重生我们。
So through this living and abiding word of God, we can be reborn again.
那重生以后，我们人就有新的生命。
And once we are reborn, then we have a new life.
就是有新的盼望。
Which is a new hope.
就是第一天第一章第四节所说的。
Which is recorded in chapter 1, verse 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
活泼的盼望。
We have a living hope.
然后到了第一章的五节的下面。
And then in chapter 1 verse 25.
所传给你们的福音就是这个道。
This is the word by which the gospel was preached to you.
所以人活得越久，对人生看得越清楚。
So the longer you live, the more understanding you have of life.
我们就会对神的话越来觉得越宝贵。
Then you will feel that the word of God is more and more precious.
那这个觉悟越早越好。
The earlier you realize this, the better.
如果我们完全彻底觉悟，没有神，人生是虚空的。
If you feel completely like this world is in vain,
那我们就会彻底的去追求神。
Then you will use your entire totality to search after God.
那如果我们只有觉悟一半，
If we only have half convicted,
那我们对神的追求只有一半。
Then we will only pursue after God half-heartedly.
所以这个救主的国度很宝贵的，第一个就是光。
So the what is very precious about the faith is that the light shines on us.
第二个就是赐给我们圣灵。
Secondly is that he gives us the Holy Spirit.
第三个就是神的话。
The third is the word of God.
他带给我们新的生命。
The word of God gives us a new life.
一直更新我们。
It continues to renew us.
所以外体虽然渐渐朽坏。
So even though our outward being is passing away.
但是内心一天新是一天。
But our hearts are being renewed day by day.
所以肉体上去会下来。
So our flesh will go up and down.
但是我们是信仰从受洗那一天一直往上去。
But our spiritual lives will continue to ascend from the day we are baptized.
只要我们一直追求，我们天天变新人。
So if as long as we continue to pursue after it, then we will be new every day.
所谓变新人就是有神的形象。
So being a new being means that we have the image of God.
也就是更像主耶稣。
It means that we are more like Jesus Christ.
那在神面前呢，我们的价值就越来越高。
So in the eyes of God, our value will become more and more precious.
好像变貌山上的主容貌放光，
just like Jesus Christ when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration，
在神的面前充满着荣耀。
He was filled with glory in the presence of God.
虽然我们被忘记了，
so even though we are forgotten，
但是神永远纪念我。
But God always remembers us.
因为我们是他的羊，是他的子民。
Because we are his sheep and his people.
所以这是救主国度的一个恩典。
So this is the grace and the portion of those in the kingdom of heaven.
好，我们先来看以赛亚书的六十一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 61.
以赛亚书的六十一章。
Isaiah 61.
第一节。
Verse 1.The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound.
第二节。
Two, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn.
所以这个第一节、第二节，这是一个预告。
So verses 1 and 2 is a prophecy.
也就是主耶稣要来成全这个预言，
which is the Lord Jesus Christ will come to fulfill it.
要报告神悦纳人的好禧年，
to proclaim the year of the acceptable year of the Lord.
那这句话到主耶稣出生以后，我们就看路加福音怎么写。
So let's look at what it is recorded in the book of Luke.
我们看路加福音第四章，
Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read.
再看十七节。
17. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of the sight to the blind.
19.
To set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
这里主耶稣进了圣殿，有人把以赛亚书交给他。
So he entered the synagogue and someone gave him
然后他就找到这一节就念了。
The book of Isaiah, and he opened it and read this first.
所以他就引用圣经来证明啊，他就是以赛亚书预言啊，那个弥赛亚今天降临在当中。
So Jesus Christ used the scriptures to prove that he is the Messiah.
啊，那这里提到神的灵高在我身上。
So it says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
啊，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
He has sent me to preach the gospel to the poor.
啊，所以要得到福音，这是恩典。
So to receive the gospel is a grace.
要得到恩典有一个条件。
And there is a condition.
就是要贫穷。
Which is you must be poor.
啊，这个贫穷不是指着物质上的贫穷。
This poor does not refer to physical poverty.
因为主耶稣讲那个八福的第一福。
Because in the Beatitudes, the first one is
啊，虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
啊，如果看英文哦，是心灵贫穷。
So our spirit is poor.
啊，所以这个地方讲啊，哦，传福音给贫穷人是指的心灵贫穷。
So the Lord is sent to preach the gospel to the poor in spirit.
啊，第二次世界大战完了。
During after the Second World War,
有一个联军统帅在麦克阿瑟啊，他在啊。在日本啊，做一个统帅。
There was a commander of
MacArthur 啊。
MacArthur, he made a.
他是联军啊，一个统 commander 啊。
He was a commander.
啊，他是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
And he was a very devout Christian.
啊，所以他就写信给美国的宣道机构。
So he wrote to the missionaries in the United States.
哦，说赶快派宣教士来传道，现在是好机会。
And he said, this is a perfect opportunity. You need to send missionaries here.
啊，因为日本已经被打成平地啊。
Because Japan had already been demolished.
福音很好传。
And so it's very easy to preach the gospel here.
但是现在到日本传福音非常难。
But if you go to Japan now, it's harder to preach.
第一个，物质生活水准很高。
Because their standard of living is very high.
所以是人忙着在享受。
Everyone is busy.Enjoying themselves.
那为着要享受，要赚更多钱。
So if they want to enjoy themselves, they need to make more money.
所以忙着要赚钱。
And so they're busy making money.
那在这样的情况下，就很难达到心灵贫穷。
So if someone like this, it's hard to be poor in spirit.
所以如果我们看到一个人啊，生活水准很高，又心灵很贫穷。
So if we see somebody with a high standard of living, but they're also poor in spirit.
哦，好像那个安提阿波的太监。
Just like the Ethiopian eunuch.
他是太监，他是一个总管财务的大臣。
He was the financial officer of the Queen of Candace.
他竟然这么渴慕道理。
But yet he really thirsted after the truth.
当然他也是心灵贫穷。
So he was also poor in spirit.
那接下去他说啊，被掳的要得释放。
It also says to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
啊，这个被掳就是被罪所掳。
Oh, proclaim liberty to the captives, which is captive to sin.
啊，主耶稣要让他得自由，从罪得自由。
And God will allow for them to be free from sin.
罪是一种权势。
Sin is a kind of power.
它会控制人。
It will control people.
借着坏的个性、坏的习惯控制人。
All of the bad habits and bad personalities.
啊，被罪控制人就失去了自由。
When somebody is bound by something, then they lose freedom.
那主耶稣来要解脱我们自由。
So God is here to set us free from that.
所以罪的答案就是主耶稣的救恩。
So again, the answer to sin is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
那接下去，瞎眼的得看见。
Recovery of sight to the blind.
这个我们已经提过，耶稣的光让我们能够看见。
We mentioned before that Jesus's light allows us to see.
曾经有一个瞎眼啊，听到很多人从前面经过。
And before there was a blind man who heard a crowd passing by him.
他就问人说，发生了什么事
？So he asked what happened.
别人就说，拿撒勒人耶稣从这里过。
Then the people said, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.
那等主耶稣从那里过的时候
，And as Jesus was passing by,
他就大声的呼叫大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
He started to call out, Son of David, have mercy on me.
为什么大家说是拿撒勒人耶稣
？Everyone else called him Jesus of Nazareth.
因为拿撒勒能出什么好东西呢
？What good comes out of Nazareth?
它是不出名的地方。
It's not a famous place.
那为什么这个瞎眼会？大声喊大卫的子孙可怜我。
But why would this blind man say, Son of David, have mercy on me.
因为他的心眼没有瞎。
Because his spiritual eyes were not blind.
他知道从这里经过的就是旧约圣经预言那个弥赛亚。
He understood that this man who was passing by was the Messiah of the Old Testament.
所以大家说不要出声。
So everyone rebuked him, saying, "Don't speak."
他呼喊的更厉害。
But he started to shout even more.
因为他如果没有抓住这个机会，他可能一生就瞎眼了。
He knew that if he didn't grasp hold of this opportunity, he might be blind for his entire life.
主耶稣就停下来。
So Jesus stopped.
你要我为你做什么？
And he said, "What do you want me to do for you?"
他说：“我要能看见。
I want to see."
所以今天我们要求神开我们眼睛。
So we have to ask God to open our spiritual eyes.
很多人眼目很厉害，对这个世界的价值看得很清楚。
And some people have a very keen sight to the things that are precious in this world.
好像老鹰一样，抓得很准。
So we're like eagles that can see very far away.
但是可惜就是灵也没有开。
But the sad thing is our spiritual eyes are not open.
属灵的福分这么多。
There are so many spiritual blessings.
那个是永远的。
And these are forever.
我们进来看起来模模糊糊。
But we see it so it's so blurry for us.
看不准，抓不到。
We cannot see it. We can't grasp it.
所以主耶稣来要这样瞎眼的看见。
So Jesus is here to help us to recover our sight.
改变我们的视力。
To change our perspective.
从近视眼变成远视。
From nearsighted to farsighted.
就从地上看到天国。
Which means that to see what is on this earth, to changing it to seeing what is in heaven.
那接下去，受压制的得自由。
To set at liberty those who are oppressed.
这个压制也可以指魔鬼的压制。
This oppression can also refer to Satan's oppression.
那在以赛亚书里面还有讲医好伤心的人。
And Isaiah also talks about how he heals the brokenhearted.
这个是最难的。
This is the hardest.
心的问题最难的。
The problems of the heart are hardest to solve.
我在这个世界活得越久，常常心破掉了。
And the longer you live in this world, the more your heart will be broken.
但因为心有问题所以晚上睡不着觉。
And because your heart has sorrow, so you can't sleep at night.
那如果更厉害，就变成忧郁症。
And if it's really bad, then you have developed depression.
那谁能够医好伤心的人？
So who can heal the brokenhearted?
只有主耶稣。
Only Jesus.
主耶稣有爱。
Jesus has love.
他的爱已充满在我们心里面。
As long as his love fills our heart,
我们的恨就跑掉了。
Then all hatred will flee away.
人会伤心，常常是充满着恨。
We are sad often because we are full of hatred.
被爱充满，恨跑掉了。
So when we're filled with love, then the hatred will flee.
那个伤痕就受到医治。
Then those wounds will be healed.
还有圣灵的安慰。
Also the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一充满。
So as long when the Holy Spirit fills you.
那个圣灵叫喜乐的膏油。
It is the anointing oil of joy.
就从心里一直高兴起来。
And you will be filled with joy.
问题没有解决，但是就是很高兴。
Even though your problem is not solved, but you're still very joyful.
所以有一个信徒说他的太太去住院。
There was a member whose wife went to the hospital.
大概在加护病房住了快一个月。
She was in the ICU for almost a month.
那医院已经发了好几次病危通知。
And the hospital had already warned him that she might die any moment.
他每次进到医院都笑嘻嘻的，又笑嘻嘻的离开。
But every time he goes into the hospital and comes out of the hospital, he's full of smiles.
那个提他病床的人就说，问他的女儿，你爸爸怎么这样？好像不太正常。
And so the patients of the other beds would ask his daughter, saying, "Why is your father like this? He's not very normal."
也有人问他说，你爸爸是不是想你妈妈死了再可以再娶新的？
And they even went so far as to ask, "Is it because if your mother dies, then he can marry another wife?"
但是因为他病的，你看他很认真祷告。
But he was praying very hard for his wife.
所以这个神的灵充满着喜乐。
And so because he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he was filled with joy.
所以本来很伤心。
Before he was very sorrowful.
最爱的太太生病了。
Because the wife that he loved was sick.
现在充满着喜乐。
But now he was filled with joy.
喜乐的心就是力量。
So a joyful heart is good medicine.
他就可以面对这个苦难，到最后他太太真的好了。
It was power for him to face this problem, and his wife was healed.
所以我们在这个神的国度里面，
so in the kingdom of heaven,
真的充满很多福分。
It's filled with many blessings.
这个不是钱买得到的。
And these are not able. These are priceless.
但是神要白白给我们。
But God will give these to us freely.
但是虽然白白给我们要我们本分去追求。
Even though he will give it to us freely, but we have to pursue after them.
那我们就可以得到它。
Then we will obtain them.
好，那这个国度实现的时候会有什么样的表现？
So what will happen when this kingdom appears?
好，我们现在来看以赛亚书第二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书的第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章的第二节。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it.
好，这个地方讲，末后的日子，神殿的山要坚立，高乎诸山，高过万岭。
So the mountain of the Lord's house will be establishedOn top of the mountain.
这里讲神殿的山是什么？
What is the mountain of the Lord's house?
神殿的山就是教会啊。
This is the church.
哦，所以在末后的日子啊，神要设立教会。
So in the latter days, the Lord will establish the church.
哦，那这个山啊，特别讲要高乎诸山。
And this mountain shall be exalted above all the hills.
哦，是有比较的，而且它是高乎诸山。
So there's a comparison that is.Higher.
这个跟以西结书差不多四十章以后再讲，看到一个圣殿哦，那个圣殿是建筑在高山上。
And so this correlates with Isaiah chapter 40, where it talks about the Jerusalem, which is also on a hill.
主耶稣说，你们不要离开世界。
Jesus said, "Do not depart from the world."
你们要住在世界。
You will live in the world.
但是这个教会却建在高山上。
But yet this church is on a high mountain.
那到底是什么意思？
So what is it talking about?
又要住在世界，又要建在高山上。
So he's telling us to be in the world, but yet be in the mountains.
住在世界是指着我们现在居住的这个环境。
And living in the world means that our environment is in the world.
那建在高山上，这是指着属灵上。
But being in the mountains refers to our spirituality.
如果我们看摩西的一生。
If we look at Moses' life,
摩西的一生爬过几次山。
How many times did he climb a mountain?
那个山就是代表灵性的高处。
And these mountains represent the peaks of spirituality.
神叫他爬到高山。
God told him to climb up the mountain.
跟几个长老上去。
And go up with a few elders.
然后其他人都留在那里，他再往上再爬。
And then when the elders were in the middle of the mountain, he kept going.
他就进到云中。
He entered into the clouds.
跟神面对面讲话。
And he spoke to God face to face.
所以离越高，离开世界越远。
So the higher up you are, the further you are from the world.
那越高，离开神越近。
But the higher you are, the closer you are to God.
所以这个高就是代表我们的教会虽然在世界。但是教会建设的标准不是世界的标准。
So this means that even though the church is built or established in the world, but we are not established or founded on the standards of the world.
但有时候我们会听人讲，我们教会应该向社会的主流文化认同。
And so some people may say our church should follow the cultures and trends of the other churches.
那这样社会的人比较容易能够来接受我们教会。
So the people in society will be able to accept our church more easily.
这个不是圣经的教训
But this is not the teaching of the Bible.
圣经的教训是要建在高山上。
And the teachings of the Bible tells us that the church must be built on a high mountain.
这个社会的主流这个是在地面上的。
The trends of this world is of the ground.
所以我们现在教会面对大的挑战。
So our church is facing a crisis.
怎么避免社会的潮流吹进教会里面？
How can we avoid the trends of this world to influence the church?
那这样我们这个山才能够继续是高的。
So that our church continue to be high up.
我们仔细看现在很多的教会开始在卖会堂。
We see a lot of churches that are selling their chapels.
说我们最近像这个 Ontario 教会。买的会堂都是外教会在卖。
Just like Ontario church, they had bought a church that another denomination had sold.
因为这个基督教一直在衰退。
Because Christianity is declining in the U.S.
那还存在的基督教里面。
And so those Christian denominations that are still existing.
现在遇到大考验了。
They have a great problem.
同性恋可以不可以？
Can they accept homosexuality?
这个本来就不是问题。
It shouldn't be a problem in the first place.
现在变成问题。
But now it is a problem.
为什么变成问题？
Why?
因为现在变成社会的主流的思想。
Because it becomes the trend, concepts of this world.
那这个信徒都活在社会里面。
And all the members live in society.
朋友都是社会的一部分。
And all of their friends are part of society.
那同性恋已经普遍被接受。
And so homosexuality is widely accepted.
所以人在社会沉留久了。
So the longer one stays in the world,
就来到教会。
When they come to church,
就会把这个观念带进教会。
They also bring this concept into church.
所以有一个教会后来他要卖会堂。
So there was a church that was selling their chapel.
因为一半赞成同性恋，一半反对同性恋。
Because half of the congregation accepted homosexuality while the other didn't.
那怎么办？
So what did they do?
既然合不来就卖了，一人分一半。
And because they couldn't get along, so they just sold their chapel.
那这个照着圣经的预言，到末世会越来越严重。
And according to the Bible's prophecy, this will become more and more of a problem.
所以我们不要觉得我们教会跟社会不同，觉得有一点羞耻。
So we shouldn't feel ashamed that our church is different from the society.
如果我们教会的不同是站在圣经的真理上，
if,
我们要感谢神。
If our differences are because we are standing on the truth of the Bible, then we have to thank God for that.
因为这是神的保守，我们才能够继续站在这个高山上。
Because it is the protection of God that we can continue on this high mountain.
你仔细看。
If you look carefully,
现在教会凡是要吸引青年的，教会的会堂前面一定有敲锣打鼓的乐器。
If you look at all of the churches that want to attract the youth, you will see that there is a drum set at the front of the chapel.
差不多十几年前，圣何西教会向其他教会买了会堂。
Ten some years ago, San Jose Church also purchased the chapel.
会堂要交了，以前前面就是敲锣打鼓。
And before the church was turned over to TJC, there was a drum set at the front.
为什么？
Why?
因为要让青年感觉到有刺激，他才会来。
They wanted for the youth to feel excited so that they would come.
那敲锣打鼓就要触动他的感性。
And so by having a drum set there, they would arouse their emotions when they come to church.
以前圣地亚哥来了一个慕道朋友，100岁。
There was a 100-year-old truth seeker in San Diego.
他是真的驾照摆给我们看，真的是100岁。
He gave us his driver's license as proof. He really was 100.
我很喜欢你们教会。
He said, I really love your church.
为什么？
Why?
因为我原来的教会没有青年。
Because my original church has no youth.
真耶稣教会青年这么多。
But TJC has so many youth.
就因为这样，他喜欢来真耶稣教会。
And because of that, he wanted to come to TJC.
那我们没有敲锣打鼓，为什么青年能吸得住？
So if we don't have a drum set, why do the youth like to come?
因为我们有另外一个满足。
Because we have a different kind of satisfaction.
圣灵充满的满足。
It is the satisfaction of the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
这个教会要圣洁。
So the church needs to be holy.
要超乎诸山之上。
It has to be above all the other mountains.
神的灵才会降临
。So that the Holy Spirit can descend.
所以有一个姐妹她说她的房子租给一个其他教会的信徒。
There was a sister who rented her house to another Christian.
后来她发现，你这么热心，怎么带女朋友来同居啊？
And she thought to herself, if you're such a devout Christian, how come you brought your girlfriend to live with you?
她就跟那个很热心的基督徒在讨论。
So they were discussing together.
这有什么不对？
And he said, what's wrong with that?
我们教会跟他讲，同居是不对，你还不知道。
And so the sister said, you don't even know that it's bad to live with someone that you're not married to?
所以可见现在一般教会里面已经没有圣洁这一句话了。
So outside of TJC, it's hard to find anywhere that emphasizes holiness.
因为同居是社会的文化。
Because cohabitation is the culture of society.
所以这个文化已经吹进教会里面来。
And this culture has assimilated into the church.
因此这个山要高呼主。
So this mountain has to be higher than all the other mountains.
这要神的保守。
And this requires the protection of God.
如果我们能够找到这一座山，这是神的恩典。
And if you're able to find this mountain, this is God's grace.
那他们来到这座山要做什么？
So what will they do at this mountain?
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
主必将他的道教训我们，也要行他的路，因为训诲必从锡安，神的言语必出耶路撒冷。
Verse 3, many shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths.
也就是说，来这里要听神的话。
In other words, we come to listen to the word of God.
所以我们教会的一个特色就是每一 个重点一定要有圣经根据。
So one of the characteristics of our church is every point that we make must be founded on the Bible.
我们在教会里面讲道，不是讲我的想法、我的感想、我都是我的。
So when we're speaking in church, we're not just talking about our own opinions, what I think.
我们是引用圣经啊，然后用圣经来解释圣经。
We are using the Bible and using the Bible to explain the Bible.
所以到最后是回归到圣经。
So in the end, everything returns to the Bible.
所以凡是渴慕神的道理的人，他就会流归这一座山。
So everyone who really thirsts after the word of God will come and flow to this mountain.
好，让我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
这个第四节有一部分就是联合国在盖这个它的大楼之前呢，就把这个刻成一个板，就是在它的基础上面。
And so when the United Nations, they built their building, they had this verse on their cornerstone.
就是第四节下半句。
Which is the latter half.
他们要将镰刀打成犁头。
They shall beat their swords into plowshares.
刀是要杀人的，犁头是要犁田的，是要耕种的。
Swords are for killing people, while plowshares are for sowing the ground.
要把枪打成镰刀。
Their spears shall be into pruning hooks.
枪是要杀人的。
Spears are for killing.
镰刀是要收割。
Pruning hooks are for harvesting.
这国不再举刀攻击那国。
Nation shall not lift up sword against nation.
他们不再学习战事。
Neither shall they learn war anymore.
我们离开教会
When we leave the church,
进入战场。
We enter into a war.
社会是一个战场。
We enter into a battlefield of a society.
是竞争的。
It is full of competition.
所以无形的，大家互相的在拼来拼去。
So, we can see that everyone is competing against one another.
那赢的就生存了。
And those who win will survive.
所以在这个社会压力很大。
So there's a lot of pressure.
但是当我们进到这个神的山
，But when we come to the mountain of God,
我们不再学习战事。
We no longer learn war.
因为教会不是竞争的。
Because church is not a place of competition.
因为教会不是社会的一部分。
Because the church is not part of the society.
每个人恩赐都不一样。
Everyone has different gifts.
恩赐不是要互相比较在竞争。
And our gifts are not for competing against each other.
恩赐要互相搭配。
Our gifts are to help one another.
所以这个是很融洽的。
So everything fits together perfectly.
所以我们不再学习战事，社会的那一套不能搬进教会来看。
So we do not learn war anymore. We don't put the concepts of society in the church.
我们知道社会在竞争，所以很多消费就会像降低。
And we know because of the competition, a lot of the prices are going down.
所以你如果看两家航空公司合并，你就开始忧虑，可能票价就会升高。
So if you see two airlines, they make an alliance, then you'll be worried because then the prices will go up.
所以在竞争当中在进步。
So there's improvement because there's competition.
但是教会不是用竞争在进步。
But the church does not do the same.
教会的进步的动力。
The source of improvement in the church
是我们对神的渴慕
is our thirst for God
我们对神的一种敬仰一种非常尊敬或者仰慕
it is our respect and our adoration of God
我们愿意来为神做事
we're willing to do things for God
这是神的爱在感动我们
and we are motivated by the love of God
所以竞争不能带进教会
so this competition must not enter the church
现在哪一个合唱团唱得很好我们要更认真唱得比他好这个不对的
so if we say oh that choir sings really well we need to beat them that's not right
因为教会不是用竞争的
because the church is not for competing
我们大家祷告被圣灵充满
if we pray and are filled with the Holy Spirit
心被恩感歌颂神
then our hearts will be full of thanksgiving for God
那这个诗歌就会感动人到 掉眼泪
then this, our song will move people to tears
所以不是用竞争在进步的
so we are not improving because of competition
哪一个教会去年有五个洗礼那我们今天一定要努力胜过他们
and so there is a we can't say the other church they had 5 newly baptized members, then we have to beat them this year.
这个是商业团体，这不是教会啊。
That would be like we're doing sales. That's not the church.
哦，教会是啊，在神的带领下一直进步的。
The church should improve under the guidance of God.
所以啊，我们不再学习战士。
So we don't learn war anymore.
这是神的教会的一个可贵。
So this is what is so precious in the house of God.
也就是弥赛亚国度降临的时候。
So when the kingdom of Messiah comes.
神殿的山很高。
The temple of the house of the mountain of the house of the Lord will be very high.
那有神的训诲出来。
And the word of the Lord will come from that mountain.
大家不再学习战士。
And they shall not learn war anymore.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
429.
429.